This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, and I'm excited to learn more about this particular program. It's called We Can, and I guess it's been probably 6 or 7 months ago I was approached by an organization out in Haywood County and asked to do a supermarket tour at our Waynesville store for a group of individuals who were part of a special study. And so I was kind of curious to learn more about the study. It's on knee pain. And so I've reached out to the folks who are involved with this, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about what We Can is and about the study and about knee pain and osteoarthritis. So join us. We have Alex Mitchell and Dr. Kate Queen. Hello, how are you? Hello.
Okay.
Hi. So can you all introduce yourselves individually? Maybe we could start with Alex and tell and say who you are and what your background is, and then go on to Dr. Queen.
Yeah. So my name's Alex Mitchell. I have lived in Asheville for the past 14 years and attended the University of North Carolina at Asheville there. I majored in health and wellness promotion and also got a degree in culinary arts from AB Tech, and I am the diet interventionist for the study, so very interested in food and healthy eating and all those great things.
Okay.
And my name is Kate Queen, and I am a rheumatologist. I've practiced in Haywood County for the last 32 years, so anyone who takes care of individuals with arthritis problems recognizes that osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis in our communities, and knee osteoarthritis is by far the most common kind of osteoarthritis. So I had the opportunity to get involved in this clinical trial, which is funded by the NIH, and over 5 years, we're looking at patients with knee pain related to knee osteoarthritis and the impact that weight loss and exercise can have on their pain.
So just in case people don't know, how would you know you have osteoarthritis and it's maybe different from any other sort of knee pain you might have?
Sure. So osteoarthritis is a type of mechanical or degenerative arthritic change in the joint. It can follow injuries or become apparent as time passes. Folks with knee osteoarthritis have pain that worsens with use, is not associated with a lot of redness or warmth or swelling, can result in some sense of instability in the knee. And what we know as arthritis specialists is that we should always start with exercise and weight loss to help patients manage their pain, and can often be very successful without going on to using pain medications and even at times having success avoiding surgery for joint replacement.
So, as a dietitian, I'm on board with this big time. I get anytime we can help people by improving eating habits, achieving desired weight loss to help the effect on the knee. Can you talk a little bit about that too, Dr. Queen? Because I don't know. I remember seeing some kind of number, like for every 10 pounds you weigh over your desired weight, it affects the joints of the knee by so much. I can't remember what they were.
Hey, this is actually Alex. So I believe that number is that for every pound loss, you lose 4 pounds of pressure on the knee. So even a little bit of weight loss can really have a really big impact on how much pain you're feeling in those joints.
Okay, so that's really important, folks, as you're listening. You know, I don't know about how many of our listeners out there, but you know, I'm one of those people who is over 50 and has knee pain, especially maybe in one knee. And I know it's from a lifetime of running and doing a lot of activity, but as well as gaining weight as you get older. So can you tell us a little bit about this particular study and where it is and what the acronym stands for? It's WECAN.
So WECAN stands for Weight Loss and Exercise in Communities with Arthritis in North Carolina.
Okay.
And there are three sites where this study is being conducted. One is in Johnston County, which is south of Wake County, down in the middle part of the state. The second site is Forsyth County, which is Wake Forest, where Wake Forest is located in Winston-Salem. And we are the third site here in Haywood County. And it's kind of unusual, and the study team was very excited about our opportunity to participate, because most clinical trials don't include rural communities. So this has been a great win-win. It's been a great win for Haywood County, and it's been a great win for the research activity itself to have populations from rural communities included.
And were there criteria that Haywood County in particular met to be a study site?
So we are we needed a facility where patients could exercise 3 days a week. And so Haywood Health and Fitness at Haywood Regional Medical Center is actually an excellent facility that gives us that opportunity. That's where we're located, and that's where the participants come for their exercise, as well as for their group and individual counseling. And so in each community, there has been an effort to locate a community-based facility. And so that was the main thing that we had to deliver, as well as someone who is interested and able, like myself.
Okay. So we're going to be periodically through this interview talking about ways that folks who are listening might want to find out more about the study, whether it's participating in the study site in Haywood County or the other counties that were mentioned, North Carolina. So stay tuned to the Ingalls Information. I will give you that information so that you can reach out to Dr. Queen or Alex Mitchell to find out if you can participate or what you can do maybe in your own community. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Now. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Now. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, and today I'm talking with Alex Mitchell and Dr. Kate Queen, and they are part of a study that's going on in Haywood County that's called WECAN, and it's an effort to help people reduce osteoarthritis, knee pain, just by diet and exercise. So before we went to break, we were kind of talking about the study and where you're located in Haywood County, which is at Haywood Regional Medical Center. They have a beautiful exercise facility. It has a pool and workout rooms and everything. So what are some of the parameters? Like, if somebody was interested in being part of this study, what would they have to do, or how would they qualify to be part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people need to be over the 50 or older. They need to be overweight. We do have a BMI requirement, which we can help people figure out. We hope that their BMI is 27 or higher. And they also need to be feeling knee pain on most days of the week. We also hope that they live within a 30-minute drive of the fitness center, just because it's a little bit hard to motivate to, you know, get to the fitness center in the first place. That's one of the hardest parts about exercising, is getting there. So reducing that time that it takes to get there is helpful. So we want them to be in the area of Haywood County.
Okay. Once they're part of the study, say they meet all those criteria for a good subject for the study, what can they expect in terms of being part of the actual study? What will they be doing or learning?
Mm-hmm. So before they even get started in the study, they'll actually have a testing visit with our tester, Caroline. She goes through some questionnaires, has them do some physical tests, takes some measurements, and that mostly makes sure that they absolutely qualify. I don't think we've had anybody that didn't qualify after coming to that visit. And then once she's done with that testing and enters all their information, we randomize them into the study. So this study has two groups. We have a diet and exercise group and a nutrition and health group. And with the diet and exercise group, if you're placed into that group, you come in, exercise 3 times a week at the fitness center, and also have some individual and group nutrition counseling. And with the nutrition and health group, you have various different ways that you're contacted. You have group sessions, you have email, phone calls, newsletters, and that group is focused on sort of whole body health. There's a good nutrition slant to it, so you get a lot of good nutrition information. And that group is more about sort of classroom-based learning. So both groups are great. You have an equal chance of getting into either of those two groups. It's completely random and completely done by a computer. And once you're placed into one of those groups, you get a phone call and get told what group you're in and get started in the study.
What types
and then we also do follow up with testing at 6 months, 12 months, and 18 months for each group.
So do they have to, commit to a minimum amount of time to be a part of this?
Yes. The study, each group lasts for 18 months, so okay. About a year and a half. It's a pretty large commitment, but we've had a lot of successes, people being in the program that long.
Have you had, your fallout rate from this? Like what percentage of people just don't make it for the 18 months?
Well, we actually haven't finished a group yet, we don't have that number quite yet.
Okay. Yeah, because that is, that is a long, it's great. It is a long commitment, but I think that makes the study more valuable, because a lot of times as a dietitian, when I read about studies and they only follow people for maybe a month, sometimes I really question if that, is that behavior kind of going to stick after that, or, are those results really going to be true in another 3 years or something like that with the person? So how many people do you have as part of the study right now?
Right now we have about 120 people.
Wow.
Total. Yeah, it's a good number. Our original goal was 150 for the entire course of the study, but we are, I believe, above our recruitment goals, and we're definitely still recruiting probably through the end of next year. So we're hoping to exceed that 150 original goal.
So why don't we go ahead and give a phone number and email so that if people listening are in the Haywood County area within about 30 minutes of the Haywood Regional Medical Center and are interested, they can contact you.
Yeah, so the phone number is 828-476-1497, and you can just leave a message there and with your name and phone number, and somebody will call you back and make sure that you qualify. Or if you'd rather do an email, you can email wecan@wfu.edu. And somebody will send more information about the study.
Perfect. So, I'm kind of hoping that the timing of this show right around the first of the year will propel maybe people listening to say, gosh, you know what? This is a great opportunity to improve my health, maybe reduce that knee pain. Is there any cost to people to participate in this program?
Nope, there is no cost.
Wow. So they get access to the Haywood Regional Medical Center for that 18 months at no cost?
Yeah, they get to come for 3 days a week.
Nice.
During our exercise times, no cost at all. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, that is a great advantage. And that just is, that's an enormous saving too. So that's a great thing to offer folks in the community. We have about a minute left in this segment. So, Dr. Queen, if someone has, knee pain and osteoarthritis, and it kind of goes unaddressed, they sort of deal with it for years and it maybe just gets worse. What's a bad outcome from that? Like, why should we worry about that? Why should we be concerned?
Well, these are individuals who suffer pain and use often medications with potential risk. They may be headed toward a surgical procedure, which has potential risks. And what we know is that all the other associated illnesses that we call comorbidities are more likely to bother them. So they have more trouble with their diabetes. They have more trouble with their high blood pressure. They have more trouble with independent living. They have an increased risk of falls. So to not address your knee osteoarthritis sets off a ripple effect with all of the other chronic medical conditions that folks are challenged by.
Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Hour. We're talking about the WECAN study that is accepting new subjects. If you're interested, it's a way to help reduce knee pain. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. I'm talking about WECAN today, and you might be wondering what that stands for. So I'm going to let Alex Mitchell tell us what WECAN stands for again, because I should have written it down and I didn't.
WECAN stands for Weight Loss and Exercise for Communities with Arthritis in North Carolina.
Okay. So this is specifically trying to help people who are experiencing knee pain and osteoarthritis and in an effort to reduce that level of pain, maybe increase activity level. And as Dr. Queen was telling us, the ultimate goal being maybe to avoid the use of pain medications and reduce your risk of falling and also some of the comorbidities that go along with not having a lot of exercise and activity or not being able to do a lot of exercise and activity because of knee pain and a higher BMI or body mass index, which would be things like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. So, this is very exciting. As I mentioned earlier, as a dietitian, I love the idea that let's try getting people on a better course of action in terms of their activity and their nutrition, maybe with the idea that you can reduce BMI, even reducing the weight slightly, as Alex said, is going to help reduce the pressure on the knees. So, Alex, what kinds of dietary or nutrition things do you talk about in your individual or your group classes with these folks?
We focus a lot on making small changes. We don't want to overwhelm anyone with thinking they have to come in and completely overhaul their diet in the first, week that they're with us. That's overwhelming. We don't want to do that. So we focus on making little small changes, and we really go along with the nutrition guidelines from the government. So lots of fruits and veggies. We really, really emphasize veggies, lean proteins, whether that's meat or plant-based. We really emphasize whole grains. Those are great. And low-fat or non-fat dairy. So really pretty typical advice that you could hear a lot of places. But it's really helpful to have somebody help you incorporate that advice into your diet slowly.
That's awesome. I think that's great. And I love the idea that you're using something that's so accessible to folks, the USDA's My Plate guidelines. If I'm not mistaken, we talked a little bit with the group about the Super Tracker program. That's part of that USDA MyPlate where you can keep track of your calories and your intake and things like that. Is that something you all recommend?
So we actually use a program called MyFitnessPal, which is a free calorie food tracker that anybody can use. They have an app and a website.
Yep.
And it's similar to that Super Tracker. The Super Tracker is just the one that's connected with the dietary guidelines.
Yeah. MyFitnessPal is great because you can have it on your phone, your smartphone, and it keeps track of what you're eating and how many calories and not only what you're eating, folks. One thing I always emphasize with people, it's not just what's on your fork, but what's in your glass, especially over the holidays. Things like alcoholic beverages and eggnogs and sodas and punches can really load up the calories for us really easily. So Dr. Queen, you know, now, how long has the study been going on right now?
So our first wave is in their 17th month.
Okay.
So we will soon be graduating the first group. And they've done extremely well with their pain management. When this trial was done at Wake Forest in a very controlled academic setting, what they found is that people reduced their pain by 50% by the end of the study. And so we don't have that data on our group yet, but we certainly hope that we'll have the same results in this pragmatic community-based clinical trial.
Mm-hmm. And that's so huge. And one of the things that you mentioned in the previous segment is when you do have issues with your knees, I mean, it also makes you feel unsteady or uncertain about walking. And so just being able to strengthen the knees and feel more confident just in your activities of daily living is a huge deal for folks in their 60s and 70s. How old's the oldest person that's part of your study right now?
I believe we have a couple people in their early 80s.
Oh,
I think that's
awesome.
The oldest we've gotten. And then, you know, our lower cutoff is 50, so that's probably the youngest. So we have a pretty wide range.
That's great. And
this study really does not have very many exclusions. There's mm-mm. no maximum weight that you, I mean, you can be of any weight and any age, mm-hmm. to be above the age of 50, that is, to be a part of this.
That's great. And I love the fact that there are folks in their over 70 and into their 80s who are doing this. And when people tell me, oh, people can't change and people, you know, if they're unhealthy, it's just too late. I always say, look, it's never too late. Until you're dead, it's never too late to work on improving your health and your level of fitness and activity or your eating habits. It's never too late. So that's congratulations to those folks. So, you know, you mentioned pain, lessening of pain in the knees. What are some other things that you all are seeing in terms of, you know, good outcomes?
Yeah, so actually speaking of people, you know, in their 70s and 80s being part of this program, I was just talking to one of our participants yesterday during exercise. I was walking with her and she was telling me about how her 70th birthday is coming up in February. And she just mentioned that this was the best shape she'd been in since college.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
She's, you know, been in the program for almost 18 months. She's one of our early people. And I mean, that was just amazing to hear that she's almost 70 and is in the best shape since she was 22. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
That is
so
great.
That's a huge success story.
We're almost at the end of the segment. We've only got about a minute left, and I want to make sure we again give you the opportunity to give the phone number for WECAN in case people are interested in being part of it in the Haywood County area. So go ahead and do that again.
Okay, that number is 828-476-1497. Or they can email wecan@wfu.edu.
So just to wrap up, folks, if you're listening at home and you're not in Haywood County, I might want to check out MyFitnessPal and the Super Tracker are some good resources for you on USDA's MyPlate, some resources for you to help with your fitness, your calorie intake. Thank you so much, Dr. Queen and Alex, for joining us on the show today to talk about WECAN.
Leah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.